If we wish to regain our natural born rights as Englishmen, then we must fight for them.
Formal debate is an ancient Greek tradition that we've made a basic part of our political process. Two people get together and exchange rhetorical barbs over contentious topics. Each speaker argues a case using evidence and citing sources. When the time is up, the opponent counters.
Dickinson of Pennsylvania.
One colony cannot be allowed to take its sister colonies headlong into the maelstrom of war.
Teachers in Oakland want their students to get those critical thinking skills, but they also want them to speak from their own experiences. So now students can compete in something called urban debate.
Why am I the descendant of hard living conditions that'll make the realest killers want to quiver in their boots? Why is racism had to plague my family's roots? Why the owners was eating lobster, we were starving on potato soup and the garbage available.
Reporter Kim Ip recently attended an urban debate tournament, and she brings us this story.
Urban debate has existed since 1985 and has continued to evolve, making it a national phenomenon. It's popular locally, too. Today's tournament is sponsored by the Bay Area Urban Debate League.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're on the UC Berkeley campus, and debate rounds are happening simultaneously in many classrooms. Students are typing furiously on laptops and flipping through papers to do any last-minute tweaking on their arguments. These tournaments are no Saturday morning cartoon marathon. The day begins at 8:30 a.m. when 400 Bay Area high schoolers show up ready to debate.
Answer that.
The topic this round is transportation infrastructure. The teams are Skyline High School versus Cal Prep Academy. Debater Leonard Oscar Irving Thomas, otherwise known as Prodigy on the Beat, is a 15-year-old sophomore of Skyline. He lets me tag along on his debate adventure. I'm lucky enough to sit in on a round and catch one example of a developing urban debate style, rap debate, or what Leonard calls being narrativical.
By being narrativical, we are using personal narratives, personal stories to build it. Like, for instance, when I was doing the rap song, lay away, pistol play, everybody on lay away, so I lay awake and wait for the gunshots around my spot to fade away. I was using a personal experience of the fact, yeah, there was shooting at my house last week, the week before that, and the week before that. So I'm bringing it in there to express what the problem is, instead of using somebody's evidence from some Harvard professor that's never actually been in an urban area, because we are the experts of urban areas because that's where we live.
Unlike traditional debate, which relies strictly on research and hard evidence to win the argument, urban debate allows for personal stories. That appeals to Thomas.
I ended up loving it for the same reason I love rap, because I can express my ideas in a free open world and have people listen, which is something I've been craving for like years now.
Leonard says urban debate offers a forum for students who feel limited by the norms of traditional debate.
I bring my culture in when I do hip-hop. When I rap, I speak the language of the people I see in front of me instead of talking about the norms.
Norms are regularly challenged in urban debate, and Balboa High debater Miranda Pettiford is no stranger to questioning the rigidity of debate structure.
If you want to do more education, then a parliamentary debate style or an open forum would be better than coming in with a policy debate with a plan like this.
Miranda is referring to Leonard's plan, to start a movement to liberate the oppressed by educating minorities about the history of racial violence against them. She argues against the debate structure of timed rounds, saying that it doesn't allow for plans such as Leonard's to take flight.
Well, that's just, you know, my opinion, but since everything about here is opinion, it's awesome! Okay.
Time's up! It's Leonard's turn to battle for Skyline.
Politicians keep hollering about problems, but I ain't gonna vote. Keep talking about change, but we floating in the same old boat. Yo, so how am I supposed to feel when the president spoke? When he ain't never had to struggle. He ain't never been broke. He ain't never rolled through the ghetto. He ain't never been close. Trusting the government's like trusting the mother Evan Devlin with notes, and I'm a rebel with quotes. Lifestyles of the young, black, and reckless, a generation of Negroes strapped up and asking questions like, why I ain't got ish? Instead, I let the liquor fill my toxins, and as I begin to sip, I get up. I would like to...
Urban debate encourages unconventional debate styles like Leonard's, who integrates rap into his arguments. But urban debate also adheres to the structure of traditional debate, where two opposing teams formulate pro and con arguments, and strict time limits are enforced. Despite these formalities, debaters are able to create impassioned arguments that are relevant to the debater and his or her community.
As long as the urban communities remain in this hell, this third world that they are in right now, then we got a problem. And we need to figure out who can solve that, because the urban people are the oppressed. And they don't do jack diddly squats. Well, we are going directly to the problem. They're using the United States federal government. Well, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's going to be the end of my speech.
Two rounds down, one more to go. It's now 1:30, and Leonard and his debate partner are just getting into their third round.
You finished in 1:15.
I believe it's 5 minutes of prepping and speed rounds. I believe it's prepping.
Yes.
Through urban debate, Leonard has found a community to thrive in, personally and politically.
I want debate to be able to allow people to come in with whatever their particular style is. All of that should be able to be diversified within the Bay Area Urban Debate League, and it shouldn't have to be created separately. So simply, we're just trying to bring diversity in debate, and being hip-hop allows culture into it and us to bring in our circumstance. So that's what I wanted to bring to debate. I wanted to bring me in. I'm a hip-hop artist. I wanted to bring me into it. And let other people do the same.
Leonard came to Urban Debate about a year ago. He's been rapping since the third grade. Before getting involved with Skyline Debate Team, he realized his rap was going nowhere because the songs were all about money, cars, and women, just like everybody else's.
Honestly, I didn't even feel like I was doing as good as just another regular rapper and talking all that. But as soon as I stepped into something that I felt beneficial, I felt like meaning, and I really wanted to do that.
Debate gives Leonard a new platform for his rhymes and the opportunity to cultivate a new style.
Debate I use is simply a way to, it's a way of learning how to express yourself. Many people my age don't know about political ideas, but once they step into the debate room, they can learn about not only the United States federal government, the judicial legislatures, and all those particular branches, but they can learn just how decisions are made so they know how to put their own input and make their own change.
Leonard says debating has helped him change his own life, too.
We are alternative debaters because it opens doors to minorities into the debate world that has helped me. Ma'am, when I started in debates, I had a 2.5. Now I hold here and stand on this stage with a 3.86. Then I've learned about the different ways of which the government works. I learned about how society simply because of the government. Also, and if debate can help me out, I am no particular instance. It can help out my peers.
The tournament ends with a trophy ceremony.
In second place, from Skyline High, Chris Marquez and Leonard Irving Thomas.
Skyline High School debaters dance for a minute of MC Hammer glory. They have the most debaters at the tournament out of any school. Leonard moves confidently at the front of the crowd, knowing he not only has the title of best varsity speaker, but he's found a community to express himself. For Cross Currents, I'm Kim Ibb.